listening to the Career Musician Podcast, empowering musicians with strategies for a sustainable career.
Your super dope CLA microphone special.
That's for you. Questions. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm here with CLA, Chris Watt-Algy, the man himself. Number one, what got you started in the biz mixing, and how the hell did you become such a...
It's a simple answer. If you love music, you love finding out how it's made, that's where it all started. And if you stick with it and make it and take it seriously, you might eventually get somewhere. So you just have to have the confidence. That's all it really is. And maybe a bit of talent, my belt.
Amen to that. We know you got plenty of that.
We try.
And as the industry shifts, you pivoted every single time. What's your secret to that?
I don't really think the industry shifts. Music never changes for me, just the gear changes. So it's all about, okay, how's that going to work for me? And I really think that the industry's not pivoting. It's finding it trickier to monetize what you do. But look, if you make things sound great and you make people happy, you focus on making the artists happy and making the music sound great, everything falls in place. But you also follow the trends into what you like.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree with a lot of this stuff, but I find my own way.
So, yes.
And I think that's how people should do it. Whether it's stereo or Atmos or this or that or digital or analog or whatever, hey, if it works in your workflow, give it a shot.
Amen to that, brother. We have worked with some of the same people, including, but not limited to, Kenny Babyface Edmonds. I was with him for over a decade as his music director. I'm sure you had mixed some.
I know an MD job is very important.
Yeah.
On a tour, I deal with a lot of MDs for a lot of the big bands, and I give him a lot of credit for running that show. It's also being a player, but also being a conductor for a team of musicians. So
that's right.
I'm kind of like the MD for all mixing.
I was just going to say that, because when they bring the project to you, what happens next? You get handed a project by the biggest stars. What do you do?
I just do what you do. Yeah, it doesn't matter who they are. We don't treat them all the same.
How do you handle revisions?
Quickly. There's not that many I do.
Of course.
Like what?
At this point, never.
Well, yeah. Revisions are simple, as long as you have them articulated the right way, and as long as when you send a revised version back, you show them what revisions you made. It's pretty easy.
When you're not twiddling knobs, what do you love to do most?
I like to be the Switzerland mouth biking.
I love that.
There you go.
Thank you so much, man. You are the man. Hey. Hey, I'm here with Daniel Asadi with the Career Musician Podcast. Matt, you've seen him online, and wow, so many things to ask, but what was your first instrument? Percussion, drums, keys, how did you get started?
Piano. I learned piano from a Russian teacher, so it was a lot of staccato. I was 5 years old, and so that eventually led me into other avenues of music that involved stringed instruments.
So that's why you're crushing the NPC. It's nuts, like we're watching you play the NPC, you play like a classical pianist. That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. That's
very cool. That's so cool. Tell us a little bit about, for those who may not know, although it's hard to not know, tell us a little bit about your background, your cultural roots and whatnot.
Yeah, so I go by artist Daniel Asadi, that's my last name.
Yep.
I'm a Persian American producer and live artist. Both were my strong Middle Eastern foundation in my electronic music, and I perform that all live as well with a drum pad to the sheet. So normally when you see me live performing my music, you see me play at least two instruments behind me, up to like 10 behind me, so big around me, and a drum pad in the center. So I developed a following out of making videos on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, too. Showcase when I do live, and I also have my production and lineups on Spotify. So yeah, I just developed this following that has a strong passion for lack of a better term, the next generation of Middle Eastern music, and more so Middle Eastern music for the entire world to accept and appreciate.
That's right. And I love how you bring those influences into everything you do, and you present it in such a viable way that everybody got to relate to and understand.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. A great example of something that I aspire to accomplish is Bob Marley with Jamaica, where people think of the country of Jamaica, they think of Bob Marley. When they think of reggae music, traditional reggae music, they think of Bob Marley. And I think it's because Bob Marley reconstructed it in a way where the whole rest of the world can really understand and appreciate. And because of him, I think the Jamaican music plan to reach its potential that it can today.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to do with Middle Eastern music, because of the last 2 decades and what's politically been going on and what the mass media has been covering.
Yes.
People haven't really had the patience to think, hey, we have our own music, we have our own culture, and so it's actually pretty fucking badass.
It is fucking badass.
You know, so,
yeah.
I'm trying to really push for that, and hopefully we had a Latin wave, we had a K-pop wave, and my prediction is as long as everything's slowing down as far as born, there might be a Middle Eastern wave coming, so.
I think that's pretty dope, and I
could be the
contributor. I think you're spearheading it, if we're honest, man.
Yeah.
You studied with a Russian piano teacher.
Correct, yeah.
Where was that, and how did that all come about?
It was just in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents were always really supportive of me learning music.
Okay.
And so when I was 5 years old, I was just learning piano.
That's it.
Yeah.
Man. And how did you get into the tech game with Facebook and Instagram and YouTube videos? What was the catalyst there? What was your first video where you're like, oh shit?
Honestly, the catalyst was, to be honest with you, it was jealousy, because I was seeing a lot of videos too fast what I was doing at the time. And I was just like,
yeah,
yo, I can do that shit. Yeah. I started doing it like 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
Pushing forward.
And you're young still. What are you, 20 something?
I'm 27.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do you get to some of those exotic locations to shoot some of your badass videos, bro? I'm like, yo, how the hell does it do that?
It's cool. So it started out with this. The first video that went viral was in my bedroom while I was going to music school in Orlando. My friend saw me like doing like a comedic remix. It was like I mixed SpongeBob SquarePants and Kanye West together. And that thing, like, it blew up. So then I wanted to make some follow-up videos, and I didn't want it to be in the same room, because I thought at the time it just boring that like every video looked the same.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My apartment complex had this like really beautiful lake area, because it was like next to a lake. And that's what happened in Orlando. It's like lakes everywhere.
Right.
So by the lake, they decided to put some palm trees and throw some sand on the ground. So with the right frame, it looked like I was in like Dominican Republic. And everyone was asking, like, where did you shoot? Did you fly out? And I started realizing, like, there's actually something really cool about traveling to all these different locations
and
doing a video. So I started getting really passionate into doing that. Then I went to a forest in Orlando. And then when I left Orlando, I went to LA. And LA, it's very diverse out here. I started going to all sorts of different locations. And just over time, it got really creative with me. So
it's incredible, man. I love it. By the way, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You just got married, right? Or you got engaged.
We just got engaged.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
Yeah, sure. Running around here right now.
Oh, sure, man. So you guys live out here in LA now?
We live out here in LA, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good for you, man. What do you see for the future coming up musically? Where's your career going?
Actually getting engaged. She's a my fiance. She goes by singer-songwriter Sy, spelled X-Y-E.
That's right.
Her Instagram is It's Sy, I-T-S-X-Y-E. She's no exaggeration, the greatest singer and the greatest songwriter I have ever met. Her first songwriting is impeccable. Like, the way she comes up with her words, it's like a freestyle rapper, but like all hooks, just like everything a producer wants. Since we met a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago at this point, we've made about 65 songs together, like finished, mixed, and mastered the songs.
Nice.
The future for that is, right now we're gonna tour in July, and next year we're gonna start releasing our music. I'm a behind the scenes producer. And also my artist name, Asadi, we got like public collaborations coming out. So yeah, she's gonna be releasing pretty much a song every other week next year. Because awesome. The music we got.
And that's amazing.
Years,
and you're producing and mixing everything, right?
Yeah. I'm producing and mixing everything. She's writing and singing everything. And we're just a dream team, right? So we're touring in July. We're going to go on our honeymoon. We're going to travel, do some videos in South Asia, take Asadi to the next level. You know?
That's right.
Just a blah bit.
And on the business tip, because we are the career musician, and that's one of our main focuses, is teaching independent musicians business acumen.
Yeah.
How did you take the profits that you earn from all the monetization through YouTube and whatnot and apply into your career? I mean, I commend you for that, because it's not everybody has the wherewithal to understand that.
Yeah, I honestly, because I'm a musician, what I do, I have to love. I'm not doing it because it's the right business. If I was doing that sort of thing, I would have got into something a little smarter business-wise. So I think within music, people forget that you have to still remember not to get carried away with doing things because you think there's more money in it, and rather just do it because you love to do it. Because me being born in America, from the start, there's never been a proven market where Middle Eastern music is something that is a profitable industry that I could be in this country. But finally, after years and years of hard work and dedication, I have a tour together and I have sponsorships together. But it was just years of hustling online, making the greatest video of all time, and then topping that video week after week, and not getting lazy with it, man. Like, it doesn't have to be traveling from city to city, or traveling to all these remote locations. That's not the secret. That's just what I attach to my brand, if you feel love. It could just be a black backdrop and then a white backdrop, and then that's it.
Just get creative.
Yeah. But what my specific route I chose that really resonated with what I could get the most output out of from my input naturally was creating epic videos, performing my instruments, and also making what I love to make consistently. So I guess the generic advice is do what you love to do, but work your ass off doing it. And if you want to know specifically what I did, it was just, I was staying consistent with videos. When Facebook fell off, I went to Instagram. I was staying consistent with videos. When Instagram brought in Reels, that started helping me.
And then TikTok.
And then
Shorts, or whatever it is. Exactly. Whatever platform is allowing you access to the public.
Yeah. Over time, because my videos have been so clean and consistent.
Yes.
I have been getting emails slowly from companies to get sponsorships in. And so I would just keep negotiating those. And I would always have because I kept growing my following and fishing for more growth on my page, I could keep coming back and countering for a higher value.
That's right.
So
that's right.
My advice, don't be afraid to negotiate. They know your musicians. If they really want to work with you, like, they'll counter.
That's
if they don't want to work with you, they won't work with you.
Amen, bro. I always say discipline equals freedom.
Yeah.
And you are definitely exuding that.
Thank you, man. Just to finish it, guys, starting off with just getting a piece of gear and doing four videos for it. And then I was like doing one video with one piece of gear and getting paid a lot of money for it just for that one video. So it took a long time to do that.
To build that.
That's my route.
That's like, right.
It has to make sense. Like, I could have way more preferred selling beats online or doing all sorts of other gigs. But for me, it was content creation. That was my game.
I love it. But you chose you. You chose to be true to your voice and your vision.
Exactly.
And it's flourishing, man. Yeah. Kudos to you, brother. Man, absolutely. I'm Nomad with the Career Musician.
Right.
This is Eric G with the Career Musician. I have a long history. I've been in the game for over 30 years.
Yeah.
I work with people like David Foster, Babyface, Celine Dion, Justin Bieber, the list goes on.
That's awesome.
But yeah, man, giving it back. Absolutely. Man, no, you're crushing it, dog. You're an artist.
Thank you.
We're going to stay in touch.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.